I kind of want to take a nap.
Pick the wrong time.
Can you just give me like a half hour?
Yeah, you just sleep and I'll do this.
All right, so this is no, I don't want an intro like that. Like always naming what episode it is, very self-referential. I'm not interested.
No.
Should be just like, "Yo, zup."
Zup?
Zup
with a Z.
With a Z, yeah. Just, you know.
It's wait,
what episode is this? Episode just 6?
Episode 7.
Is it 7?
Yeah, it's episode 7.
Wow.
Episode 7. I wanted to take out time to write down little jokes for each word, like for each number. So it's like episode 6, the episode about sticks. None of them would be like intelligent sounding
or even funny at a third grade level of grammar.
Yeah. Episode 7.
There was a guy when I used to record for radio commercials. This is old guy who would come in, and he'd have something neat to say for every single take number. So he'd be like, "All right, this is take 7." He'd say something really clever.
Mm-hmm.
I know if I'd remembered them,
right,
it would have made this story really cool.
Yeah, no, otherwise story's kind of strange.
Yeah, but you know, if you were like, "All right, take 11," he'd be like, double sticks.
And, oh, because of the ones.
Because of the ones.
I see.
Yeah, you got it. You get it.
Episode 7, upside down and slightly backwards L.
See, that's actually one of the things he said.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on the same wavelength.
Actually, was it you?
Yeah, oh. It was me, actually. Okay. I was there. Episode 8, boobs turn vertically without the nipples. they're all pictographs, as far as I'm concerned, all our letters.
Yeah, and they're all boobs to you.
Yes, actually. At least B. 8.
Zero is one boob. Yeah, the other zero one's severed is, off.
Yeah, solo boob. unless there's the line through it, then it's. Well, no, it's still. It's a boob with a line through it. Without a nose. I don't know why I keep going to that. That's the voice for everything now.
That's the episode 7 voice.
Yeah, any proclamation we made in that voice.
Well, actually, I was surprised the other day at McDonald's you ordered your whole meal like that.
Yeah. Fries. And a burger. Toasted. Toasted. A toasted burger, please.
The
more I do it, it gets closer and closer to pirate, which is a dangerous
one
game
thing
to
I
be
noticed
playing.
With you is that because you come here to learn about yourself.
Mm, indeed, I come here to my recording studio in my apartment.
Yeah, to learn about but what's inside, mm-hmm. Garrett Murray.
Yeah.
You changed your voices over time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You start up at point A and invariably pirate. Usually,
yeah, it's true.
It's usually There's no other variations, really.
Yeah, I was at the show that was a couple of weeks ago, and I started with what I thought was an Irish accent, and then everyone was telling me it was a Scottish accent, and it's come up a couple of times since then.
Oh, no, that was clearly an Irish accent.
But it was Scottish. I thought it was, I was doing, in my head, it was Scottish. But it came, everyone was like, "Great Irish accent." I was like, what are you talking,
well, it was a really good Irish accent.
I guess, it was very
That's
strange.
That's what's so funny about it, though.
And then I did it in another improv situation. We were doing French accents, and I at one point it just slowly became Italian, but not good. It was like stereotypical
meatball.
Italian. Yeah, exactly. Nice. Yeah, and then
you
I mean,
said meatball.
Yeah, we it started well. Yeah, it was French-ish, you know. And then at one point I started to talk, and all of my French just started to get it like this, which is not French at all. And then somebody called me on it and said, you know, like, "I thought you were French. Would you sound a little Italian?" And then I had to, you know, justify. So I studied in Italy, and now. Oh, she's a big stab. And then, you know.
And
just,
by the end, it was arr.
Yeah. It always comes down to pirate. Always. So, 2 years ago, I guess, maybe even longer, I stopped drinking coffee, which I used to drink like crazy.
You really?
Yeah.
I never knew you as a coffee person.
Well, in college, I drank a lot of coffee. I mean, I didn't drink it gratuitously in the sense that I wouldn't, like, seek it out when it wasn't near. You know, like if I was at a diner or I was at a restaurant, I'd get coffee. But I was never really a home coffee maker.
Right.
But I drank a lot of it when I was, especially in college when we were at diners all the time, we'd drink lots and lots of coffee. But
sure.
I just can't handle it. Like, my stomach just cannot take coffee. So eventually, after many, many times of realizing this was a horrible mistake to keep drinking it, I switched to tea.
Right. Doesn't taste good.
See, I love tea. I like tea more in the long run. A good English breakfast tea.
I'm
always, not an English accent.
That's an Irish accent, yeah. I think. When something's called Irish, it means there's whiskey in it.
Yeah, potatoes and whiskey. No, it's Protestant.
Irish coffee has whiskey in it.
Well.
I mean, or is that a derogatory term?
Yeah, you quote Irish something up by putting whiskey in it. I mean, I think Irish coffee is a drink, yes, that does have whiskey in it.
Yeah.
I don't think generally anything called Irish has whiskey in it. Can I get some Irish beef? It's just beef boiled in whiskey. I want to date an Irish girl. It's just a bottle of whiskey that you just drink from.
Right.
Anyway, the long story short is I drink tea now all the time.
Right.
And now I have this problem where it's very hard to get tea in a diner or a restaurant because people don't seem to understand tea. Tea is like a foreign thing for some reason to people. So you go into a diner and you say, can I get an English breakfast tea? And they look at you like, what is that?
Well, like, I don't understand what the problem. Why?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. One time I was at a diner with a friend of mine after snowboarding. Mm-hmm. And all I wanted was tea. And I said, can I get an English breakfast tea? And she goes, I don't know what that is. And then I said,
English
it's hot
breakfast tea.
Tea.
Yeah, it may be a bit specific for a diner. Because usually they have tea. They have Lipton tea.
That's the thing. It always comes down to Lipton, and right. That's what they call tea in diners now. It's like I go, can I get an English breakfast tea? She goes, I don't know what that is. Like, it's hot tea, and she goes, oh, Lipton. I'll get you a Lipton. Like, right. That. First of all, that's a brand. Second of all, it's not a good one. No. Third of all, I'm not asking for something crazy. Most of the time, diners do actually have it. They just don't understand.
Weird. I always assume they just had the Lipton tea.
I mean, most of them have the Lipton, but frequently they'll also have, like, real tea. It's just they never serve it. I guess people aren't ordering it. I don't know. Tea's mm-hmm. good. Let's up the tea consumption here. You know, what was the point of the Boston Tea Party if not for us all to drink tea now? That's my understanding of history, as far as I know.
They actually dumped the tea into the river.
Right, to make a river full of tea that people could drink, right? This is the
Well, that probably there probably was a tea-like consistency
exactly.
to the river afterward. The fish probably like, why? Who brought the tea?
Right. It's like, what's the confusion? The point of the Boston Tea Party is because no one could get tea, and you had to make enough tea for everyone.
I think they were unhappy, though.
Right, with the lack of tea. I mean, people were like, right. This is an outrage. Why don't we have enough tea? Everyone needs tea. And so the Indians were like, hey,
right, they were
let's
Indians.
Just throw that tea into the river.
No,
and
yeah,
then
I don't think that was really... See, they weren't actually Indians.
What do you mean?
You know what? It's just too complicated. You're right. They wanted to make a river of tea.
Right.
To make the king happy.
Right. Okay, so yeah. So, and then the king was like, drink ye from the river of tea. And that's where the saying, drink ye from the river of tea comes from.
Is that how you order tea at a diner?
Yeah.
I'll have drink ye from the river of tea,
yeah.
please.
I constantly just yell it out to people.
And then later
drink
on...
ye from the river of tea. And people go, I shall. And then, like, Indians are just in the background.
Shooting bows and arrows.
Shooting bows and arrows and scalping.
Right.
And now, the sounds of relaxation with Sean Morrison.
Hello, and welcome to the sounds of relaxation with me, Sean Morrison. Yes. If you're looking for a little relaxation after a long, stressful day of work, well, you've come to the right place, yes sir. Find your favorite chair and sit back. Close your eyes. Picture yourself at the beach, yes. You're on a nice beach. A golden sandy beach in the Caribbean. The waves gently roll in over your feet. Warm, luscious water. Oh, that feels good, yes. Lay back now and just listen to the waves. And the swishy palm trees. And the seagulls. And the pirates. Ignore the pirates, they only want the gold. and the women. Yes, just ignore the pirates and they'll go away. The waves roll in. Don't you hear the waves? Yes, I know, I hear the pirates too, but just relax. Like I said, put the pirates out of your mind. They won't hurt you. Oh, they're coming closer, yes, but I don't think they see you, though. Oh, no, they see you. But what could they want with someone so relaxed? No, no. It's okay. Stay still. Don't get up. Oh, God, they're coming. Here they are. Run! Run for your life! Run! Oh, God. Okay, stop! Time out! Time out! Okay? New place, okay? The beach is no good. Why did I think the beach would work? I don't know, okay? Okay, instead we're going somewhere else, alright? We're going to the rainforest. We're going to the rainforest. Ah, the rainforest. Yes. No pirates in the rainforest. Who could help but be relaxed in the luscious green rainforest? The sun twinkling through the canopy overhead. The rain drip-dropping from the trees. The Amazon River flowing in the distance. Yes. Just sit down on that cool, mossy tree stump. Close your eyes. There you go. Deep breath now. My God, do you see that mosquito? That's the size of a small bird. No, lay down. Just ignore it. Just be relaxed. Oh, get it off me! Get it off! Oh God, it's bit me! Oh, Jesus! Do mosquitoes carry malaria? Smallpox? Well, don't just lay there, get up and help me! Oh, fuck me, that's a tiger. That's a fucking tiger. Run! Run for your life! Oh, God. Oh, jump into the river! Tigers can't swim! Oh, God, we're safe now. Oh, mercy, we're safe now. Oh, gosh. Okay. Just float on your back. Look up into the trees. Oh, boy. Look at all the tropical birds flying about up there. Well, this is actually kind of nice. Oh, and look at the fish swimming all around us. What's that? What are those? Those are piranhas. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ, can we get a break here? My God! No, they are. They're piranhas. What, you told me there were piranhas in here before we jumped? Well, I didn't hear you, okay? Well, you shouldn't have jumped then, all right? That's your problem. Oh, Jesus Christ, we are being eaten alive by these fish! This is all my fault! We should have stayed at the beach! Oh, dear Lord! Help!
This has been The Sounds of Relaxation with Sean Morrison.
Yeah, this will be normal talk for me.
Right.
And, that'll be normal.
How am I gonna make it through this episode with that, or through this recording with
that? I'll do my impression of you, and you write down what you want to say.
Oh, good. I'm good.
Hello, I'm Garrett Barry.
It all sounds like Skippy. Always.
That was slightly different than Skippy.
I always keep thinking about the same,
say hi to who, Sean?
There's nothing about that one specific line. I don't know why.
Say hi to who, Sean?
You do a good Skippy, by the way.
It's decent. It's a decent Skippy.
So, you know how last week you were complaining about the women who wear high heels with jeans?
Right.
How that made you angry?
Yeah.
Well, I realize what makes me angry.
Go on.
Is when people wear sandals and drive cars. Because you can't even see that they're wearing sandals.
Mm-hmm.
So why wear sandals if I can't see them wearing sandals?
Because
in the car you can only see their upper body,
right?
So the fact that they wear pants is kind of annoying. Why are you wearing pants if I can't see that you're wearing pants?
Yeah, it's a waste of time. Like, why put them on?
Right.
What a waste of effort.
Right. Just exactly like the heels and jeans.
Yeah. Like, okay, here's another question: why are people wiping if you can't see their anuses? Because I don't see the point. I'm never going to see it. Do whatever you want.
Right. Why are people so concerned about this specific hygiene area?
Yeah.
You know, wash your face.
Right, because I got to see that.
You know how many people I see walking around with dirty faces? But I don't see their anuses.
Right.
Hopefully. Usually, I'm just trying to think of the number of times. I mean, last week, I've only had three anuses.
Right.
That's not a lot, though, compared to how many feet I see.
Right. Yeah, I don't see the point. We have as a people, we have an obsession with keeping the things that we keep secret clean.
Mm-hmm.
But who cares? They're hidden. You know, I never clean my bathroom because no one at work is ever going to see it.
No, why would they?
Exactly.
And I think I'm gonna take this advice to heart. I'm just gonna stop wiping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing that I would like to hope that people get from episode 7, it's that just don't wipe because it doesn't matter.
And don't wear pants in cars.
Exactly.
Especially not sandals.
Right. I mean, you should still wear shirts because we'll see those mm-hmm. and wash your dirty face. But I don't care about the bottom half.
Right. Not at all. But yeah, if you're gonna walk around without pants on though. You know, then you should
definitely wipe.
Work, you know, do some hygiene.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want to see that. But otherwise, let it fly. You know.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Don't waste time. Don't waste trees. You know, that's really mm-hmm. what it's all about. Don't waste trees.
Right.
And a tree can't appreciate being used in that way.
Oh, absolutely not.
If someone in, you know, killed me and then turned me into some sort of like cloth like paper.
Right.
I would not want that to happen.
Right. Especially paper specifically designed to, you know, clean the dirty parts of people.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I think it's an insult to trees. I think so if you're an environmentalist, really, you should not wipe.
Right. Absolutely. Well, can you imagine how jealous the tree that got made into toilet paper is of like the tree that got made into the Constitution?
Right. It's actually a sheep got made into the Constitution.
Well, all right. I don't really know how paper is made, to be honest.
But it's probably jealous of that sheep.
I would be.
Yeah.
I mean, but now all of our declarations are written on paper, I assume, right? Are we still doing sheep?
We don't really declare independence that often.
That's true. I think we should declare it more often.
Yeah, like, we're independent.
Yeah, like, this is a declaration that we're currently not feeling as independent as we should. It's going to be more independence from this point on.
Right, and sort of like, still independent.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, not a declaration, but more of like a rejuvenation.
Right.
Like, why doesn't someone draft the rejuvenation of independence? You know?
You should.
Okay, I will. It'll just, you know, like, we're cool. Shut up, king, because we don't care.
Yeah, screw that king.
Yeah. Right to bear arms.
That's why I always identified with the revolutionaries.
Yeah, because who likes the king?
Screw the king.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to get in your business. And plus, you know, there was a huge ocean between us, so I think that sort of removes any possible ruling that he had over us. I think that alone.
I know, because there was no internet back then.
Right. There was no long-distance calling.
Right, so he wasn't, like, texting people, like, right. Do this, do that.
Yeah, exactly. He was, like, sending, you know, by the time his orders got to the new world, as they call it, still.
Right.
They were like a year and a half old. So when he was like, help, I'm choking.
Right.
You know, by the time that message got to the new world,
right.
They were like, who wrote this? Because I don't even remember where we came from. It's been so long.
Yeah, actually, I think we should use more sound effects in our show, like, so that we can highlight the words that you say.
Exactly.
So, for instance, you know, start talking about your dog.
My dog's name. Awesome. I see what you're doing.
See, that would kind of be how it would happen.
Yeah, that sounded like a dog. Is there a dog in here?
No, actually, it was the sound effects board I have here.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was lifelike.
It was very lifelike.
Huh.
So, that's the kind of thing we should be doing on this show.
Do you
show.
Remember when I had that machine gun? And, Oh, who's shooting? Who's shooting at us?
See, it's sound effects.
Oh.
That's the sound effects.
I felt like someone was shooting at us, because that sounded like someone who was... Oh, no! Where is that?
Again, just the sound
effects. Oh, Jesus. Because I thought someone opened fire.
Nope. Just, that was me, actually. Yeah, so that's the more... Because that intensity we can bring to our show.
Wow.
Because when people are driving in the car in the morning, they're like, oh my God, what's happening? There's a gunfight, there's dogs everywhere.
Wow.
You know, and that's why people listen to morning radio and not the Garrett Murray podcast.
Yeah.
So we could start a whole thing. Because people are like, oh, we listen to the Garrett Murray podcast, but it doesn't have sound effects.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm a little disappointed.
I'm still a little worked up from that, because mm-hmm. I felt like my life was on the line there.
Right.
Whew.
Yeah, calm down. It's all right.
Yeah.
All good.
It was very scary. Episode 7.
So, I was walking back home the last weekend, and from a bar. Mm-hmm. And as I'm walking home, some guy comes up to me and he's like, hey, do you know where there's a tattoo parlor around here? And he was coming away from the closest tattoo parlor, which was closed.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, just go down the street here, take a left and up on, you know, on Bedford, there's a tattoo parlor. And he's like, thanks, man. And he walks away. And then I look at my watch and it's 1 a.m.
Hmm.
A, I don't think that place is going to be open.
Right.
And B,
why?
This guy was clearly, he was going to get a tattoo, whether he liked it or not. And it seemed like to the point where if the place I directed him to wasn't open, he was probably just going to get a needle and some ink.
Right.
And just go to town.
Yeah. But,
though I really wish I had asked him, what were you going to get? Because what could you possibly want to get at 1 a.m. on a Saturday night? And just you just need to get a tattoo right now.
What if he got a girl's phone number but he didn't have a piece of paper?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It would be more a practical choice.
Yeah. He's like, gotta write this down. Gotta write it down where I won't lose it. Because what if he loses things all the time? It's like, oh, I always get girls' numbers and I always write them down and then I lose them.
Right.
If I start tattooing them permanently on my body, then I won't forget.
Then you'll get them. But what if, you know, he accidentally like got it on a place you couldn't read? Mm. Like the back of his knee or something.
Yeah, that yes, I agree with you. That could be problematic.
So I think, you know, any of our listeners who are going to take this approach to writing down girls' phone numbers should probably, or guys' phone numbers, you know.
Yeah, either or.
Either or.
Don't put it on the back of your knee.
Don't put it back of your knee.
Yeah. Or if you put it on the back of your elbow, like on the actual elbow part, you'll have to use a mirror, so make sure you write it backwards.
Right.
You should probably just write it backwards anyway. That way people could read it to you. Because if you write it forward, no, wait. Do you have to have a mirror? If I look at myself, mirrors still confuse me. I often look in them and go, which side is this?
They reverse things.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Right.
I look at my left ear or my right ear.
Actually, if you want to look real quick, this is a good time to tell you about my tattoo.
Oh.
If you look real quick, it's on my chest here. I tattooed the Garrett Murray podcast logo.
Holy crap, look at that.
Yeah, it's in full color too. I didn't do just the black and white version.
No, you got all the pixels are very square too.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's...
It's there. It's big, too. It's a little bit bigger than I thought.
Yeah, that is... That's bigger than life size, because my head is not that big.
See, I told them to... I asked them if the eyes could be my nipples.
Yeah, I see that. I'll be honest with you. That is a little strange. Don't get me wrong. I like the advertisement.
But I thought you'd like it, of all people.
Oh, I do in general.
This is like me saying I support the podcast.
Right. Yeah, the nipple eyes, I can't get past. Something's very strange about that.
I couldn't imagine what.
Mm.
Because it makes sense. Two eyes, two nipples.
Right. Also, it makes my, yeah.
I mean, the fact that I have a lot of chest hair is probably.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do enjoy, though, you know, as you're aware, I have trouble growing facial hair with any thickness or accuracy. So I am kind of enjoying, this is kind of a look into what it would look like if I could grow a beard. Which is good. I like that. But it is still a little strange. And now it's like I'm looking at me bearded.
It's just a little awkward that there's also, you know, hair on your forehead.
Yeah, that's part of it. That does not look normal. Dear God, that was episode 7.
I just crapped out another one.
Yep, there. Just took a dump in the computer. I don't know how the podcasts are made. I'm confused.
We actually, it's a strange phenomenon. We come into this room, and about 5 minutes in, oxygen levels go way down, and we black out.
Yeah.
And we wake up sometimes 5-6 hours later, mm-hmm. And we have a show.
Yeah, finished. It's mm-hmm. like uploaded. It pings. So whatever it is, it pings the iTunes store. So it's like, it's totally done.
Yeah, and then apparently we haven't recorded the ending though yet.
Right.
And then we do that.
Yes.
And tack it back on.
That's
a
big loophole.
Loophole. But ignore that. Ignore that.
Yeah. And so there's only one more. I mean, this is the pre-season finale.
Oh, this is the penultimate episode.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You like that?
Yeah.
Vanessa, what happens if someone collects all 8?
Then
do they get a prize?
No. They just get to listen to 8 episodes.
Oh.
It's kind of like Pokemon in the sense that you can collect them all,
right.
But it's not like Pokemon in the sense that you're never going to battle a dinosaur with our shows.
Mm. Oh.
So
There's nothing.
That's unclear.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say it right now. Our shows can never be used to battle dinosaurs, unless the dinosaur is like a dinosaur afraid of hilarious podcasting.
Like most dinosaurs are,
like the Velociraptor, for instance. If that pops up, then yes, you can use our podcast to fight it.
What if the dinosaur has its own podcast?
That's a problem, because that's where you get into those really long challenges where you're going to need to combine our podcast with another podcast of similar caliber. Which at this point, let's be honest, where are you going to find that?
Yeah,
you're going to need a time machine.
Good luck.
Yeah, and some sort of superhero strength, because you're going to have to make your own.
At that point, I would just team up with the dinosaur and fight a dragon or something.
Exactly. Or a black hole or something. Like right. One of those big creatures that you just can't seem to beat without at least a dinosaur.
Right.
So this is episode 7. And episode 8 is coming soon. And then there'll be a horrifying long pause that people will not be able to withstand.
Yeah, it's gonna be a test of wills.
Yeah. And then we'll be back and people will be like, "Wee!"
Yeah, and there'll be free candy.
Yeah, and there will be free candy. That's true. We'll send every single one of our listeners a piece of candy. But it will take us up to 10 years to do this. So don't expect it soon. But it is coming.
I think it's more interesting if next time we do a podcast, we're in our 40s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that would be actually kind of interesting. It's a long wait, and I'm not sure that the current technology will last that long. Because I have a feeling by the time we're in our 40s, we'll be recording podcasts with our anuses.
Mm-hmm.
That's where most of the audio recording will come from. That will become a recorder, like a microphone.
Reason the anus?
Most logical place to put a microphone.
I mean, you can hold a mic better than like an eyeball or something.
Right.
Or a nose hole.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that if one looked at an anatomically correct photograph of a human body and had to place a microphone for podcasting, I'm thinking pretty much the only place I would choose probably would be the anus.
Anus, right, yeah. Right.
Of course, ruling out hands, you know, because those...
Well, we'll evolve out of that, though.
Oh, we will definitely not have hands.
We'll just have two prehensile anuses.
That's true.
That will conveniently hold microphones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the quality is phenomenal. I mean, these anus microphones that I've been reading about are just really sharp, you know, like really good. So
how's the bass?
It's a little flat. Yeah. It's a little trebly, you know. That's
surprising.
Yeah. Well, I mean, by the time they come out, hopefully there'll be sort of new revision, so it'll be cool.
Right.
The unfortunate truth is, once they're there, they can't be removed. So if you get an old version, you're kind of stuck with it.
With it in your anus.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Great. Episode 7.
I like how you. We also feel the need that people are constantly freaking out and don't know which episode.
Yeah. This is episode 7. And do you know? Because I feel like a lot of people right now are going, "Oh my god, what episode is this?
And which one is this?
Oh, which one will be next? Because if I don't know the current number, then I don't know what the next one is. And this one is 7. Episode 7. The Garrett Murray Podcast. I'm Garrett Murray. And you are?
Sean Morrison.
Awesome. And so we'll see you in episode 8.
Later.
Peace out, fools.